how interesting it would be to see his reaction if I responded, "Okay, and what priority would you have me take off my list to do this task? My morning mindset and prayer time, doing housework, exercising, playing with my kids, working, or cuddling with my husband?" Because there's a trade-off for every decision that you make. Every yes has a corresponding no.
Hi, I'm Dr. Morgan Nolte, founder of Zivly. As a geriatric physical therapist, I saw the heartbreaking effects of insulin resistance. At Zivly, our mission is to help you prevent and reverse insulin resistance for long-term weight loss and disease prevention through a low insulin and inflammation lifestyle. Each week on this podcast, you'll learn simple, actionable tips to lose weight, keep it off, and get healthy. If you're ready to create a body and life you love, you're in the right place. Let's get started.
I'm about to share with you three ways to gracefully say no, and more importantly, how to discern your best yes. What most people do when asked to do something is say yes automatically with a very little hesitation or thought. They may even subconsciously put on a show to make the person asking think that they are actually excited to say yes. Then they procrastinate doing the task because they never wanted to do it in the first place. It takes up room in their mind, and every day they wake up and think, "Oh yeah, I need to get that done today," or "I have to do that today. Why did I say yes to doing that? I'm already busy enough. Isn't there someone else that can be doing this?" So they procrastinate as long as possible, then do the task just to get it done, feeling a little resentful that they quote unquote have to do it, and a little frustrated with themselves that they didn't say no in the first place. Time and again, when I coach women on weight loss and health issues, a barrier that arises is the time and energy required to focus on their health. Life gets in the way and other people need things from them and they don't feel like they have anything left in their tank for themselves. And one reason that they often are experiencing a lack of time and energy is because they're busy doing busy work for other people because they haven't learned the skill of a graceful no. This episode came to my mind yesterday sitting in church. We go to a small country church, and there's an early service and a late service with Sunday school for the kids in the middle. So we dropped the kids off at Sunday school, and usually between services, I chit-chat with other parishioners, or a pastor will hold a group catechism or Bible study that I'll attend. But yesterday, I just kind of felt like connecting with God. I was not in a particularly chatty mood. We had just come off of a wonderful Thanksgiving with two of my best friends from high school and their families. My bucket was so full, and I just wanted to give gratitude to God. And coming from a Catholic background with a good appreciation for holy hours, I usually crave silence in church. Time to just be with God and pray and express gratitude and be still. And I call it practicing the prayer of silence. So I went to sit inside the old wooden pew all by myself. I was the only one in there. I just closed my eyes and I began to breathe and pray. I may as well have had a do not disturb sign hung on my back, but several minutes later, I heard the sound of footsteps coming down the aisle, and a kind gentleman holding out a clipboard sign up said, "Your husband said you might be interested in this." And I took a deep breath. And I was a little bit perturbed, to be honest, because I was being interrupted in my prayer time. And I was being asked to do something that I didn't want to do. And I reminded myself of his good intentions. You know, don't kill the messenger. And I said with a slight grin, "Did he now? Like, did my husband say that I might be interested in doing this?" And it was a simple task for the church. But it required the participation of a lot of people. And he pointed to the deadline for the sign up, which was tomorrow. And I saw that there were a lot of empty lines on the page. So they definitely needed some help to fill up all the spots. And I took a deep breath and I said, "Okay, I will pray about it. And if I feel called to sign up, I will." And the man took my answer and left. But twice more, before we left church for the day, I was asked to do the same thing. So three times in one morning, I chose to say no to something that I was fully capable of doing, but just not willing to do. And as I continued to pray during that hour before church started, I thought, he doesn't know what he's asking me to do. How interesting it would be to see his reaction if I responded, okay, and what priority would you have me take off my list to do this task? My morning mindset and prayer time, doing housework, exercising, playing with my kids, working, or cuddling with my husband. Because there's a trade-off for every decision that you make. Every yes has a corresponding no. And all too often, we, especially as women, are saying yes before thinking about the trade-off of our own time and energy. A yes in the present moment is a no to your future self in some way, shape, or form. The simplest way to simplify your life is to say no. Commitments add up, especially if you don't know what you're committed to. And what this means is that if you aren't rock solid in your priorities, your schedule will get filled up with other people's priorities for you. And that means that instead of having time to cook healthy meals and exercise, sleep a good amount of time and just relax and enjoy life, your days are crammed doing tasks that don't really light you up or fill your bucket. And I always like using gardening analogies. So let's pretend that you have a lovely garden and your goal this year is to have a thriving raspberry bush and green beans, which is actually my goal for this upcoming year, plus some other things. I actually like a variety in my garden, but go with me here. Let's pretend that is your two goals, right? Raspberries and green beans. But one friend asks you to plant cucumbers and another friend asks you to plant some tomatoes. And then this committee that you're on asks you to plant watermelons and then your kids want pumpkins and zucchini. So now you're busy planting all of these other plants for other people that are filling up your garden and you don't have the time to tend to the two plants that you really cared for in the first place. So the same goes for your priorities. If you don't intentionally choose your priorities and guard them like a hawk, they will get choked out with other people's priorities for your life. And at the end of the summer, hypothetically speaking, you'll have worked hard for everyone else, but still feel like you didn't accomplish your goal of thriving raspberries and green beans. So if you're feeling like I'm working so hard, but I'm not getting any traction towards what I want to do in life or my health goals, this could be why. I believe that the cause of this chronic overcommitment is fear stemming from attachments. Fear of missing out, fear of the actual or perceived judgments or opinions of others, like the fear of coming off as standoffish, unhelpful, selfish, or unkind. And a surefire way to know if you're saying yes out of some sort of attachment to other people's opinions of you is to feel out the energy behind your yes. When you say yes, are you doing so out of guilt or a compulsion that you have to, or it's the nice thing to do? Do you feel kind of constricted in your chest or worried about when you're going to get it done or have other reservations? Or when you say yes, are you genuinely excited about the task and have that expansive feeling in your chest? As I like to say, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. And a good litmus test to ask yourself is, am I saying yes out of guilt or joyful service? Another way to gauge your true interest on a request, depending, of course, on the size of the task, is to ask yourself if you'd like to get this done by tomorrow morning. If you're not excited to do it by tomorrow morning, you're not going to be excited to do it in 1 week or 1 month when you actually have to do it. Remember that it's a lot easier to say no and then go back and offer to do it later than to say yes in the moment and then have to go back on your word later. So here are three simple ways to say no graciously. If you've been asked to do something in your church or from a person of faith who will understand and respect this answer, I suggest using the answer that I gave the man yesterday in church, which was, I'll pray about it, and if I feel called to do it, I will. Now, the second option is great to use when the person asking you has some sort of rank or influence over you. Maybe it's a boss or a manager, someone that you really don't want to say no to because their opinion of you is actually important for your career and you don't want to let them down. So I suggest saying something like, "Thanks for thinking of me. This sounds like a great opportunity. I'll take a look at my schedule and get back to you." And the third way to say no is to simply be clear and honest. So something like, "Thanks for thinking of me. I'm not able to do that because of a prior commitment." You can elaborate if you want or not, and you may not even have a prior commitment at all besides free time on your calendar. Usually, you don't really need to offer an explanation to your no. And in fact, over-explaining or over-justifying or defending or apologizing for why you're not saying yes will come off as uncertainty on your part, and they might sense that there's some wiggle room in your answer and press you harder. A great example of this is for food or alcohol. When someone offers you a food or drink that you don't really want, if your answer is wishy-washy, they are more likely to continue to peer pressure you into having a bite or a drink. So let me give you an example, and I just want you to feel the energy behind my response. Let's pretend someone is offering me a drink at a party. "Hey, Morgan, do you want to try this mimosa?" No, I don't think so. Not right now. Do you think that that person who's excited about the mimosa is going to come back and say, "Okay, maybe next time"? Or do you think they're going to say, "Oh, come on, it's really good. You're going to love it"? So here are the energy behind my other response. So, "Hey, Morgan, do you want this mimosa?" "No, thanks. Not right now." Period. Right? They're going to be much less likely to press me on that mimosa. So try to be firm, clear, and confident in your no, and they're going to get the hint faster. Some other ways to say no around food, because that is really important this time of year if you're trying to focus on your health or weight, are something like, "You know, that looks really good. I'll be sure to take some of that later so that I can have it at home." Or, "That looks great, but I'm not hungry right now." So whether you circle back and actually take some home, that is not the point. The point is to train your brain to say no in the moment, to make no your automatic response. I'm going to repeat that. Your automatic response should be no. A yes should come only after you've considered what you're really saying no to if you say yes to this task or food or drink. Commitment is a core value of ours at Zivly, but the commitment that we ask you to make is to your future self, not committing to the priorities of other people because of your own attachment to their opinion of you. We want you to commit to the needs of your future self. So that often involves telling your current self no, telling other people no, so that you can guard those priorities, guard your time, guard your energy to set your future self up for success. And as I was considering this episode, sitting there in church, I was reflecting on a conversation that I had with my good friend the day before at our Friendsgiving and how she is removing an activity from her daughter's schedule. And I thought, you know, there's one other important aspect to mention here, and that's the yeses for your children. Are you saying yes to or for your children too often? Yes to excess food or sugar, screen time, activities and the like that aren't really in their best interest. As a parent, I believe it is our responsibility to raise healthy kids, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically healthy kids. If we don't teach them how to have healthy boundaries around food, screens, social media, and too many activities, who will? And remember, a yes for your kids is usually a yes for you. Because if they're still young, it's your responsibility to keep track of their schedule and get them to and from these activities. It's time to break the chain of people-pleasing and chronically saying yes out of guilt or habit or obligation. Your worth does not come from how much you do for other people. Your worth does not come from people liking you or thinking that you're a nice person. Hear me when I say this. You are good enough just as you are, and you are loved unconditionally just as you are, and you belong just as you are. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. Be disciplined about your yeses. Say yes to the things you really feel called to do, to the things that light your spirit and fill your bucket, and you will be more joyful doing them. And doing this will greatly help you reduce burnout and preserve your ability and desire to help and serve your family and community in the long run. I hope this episode gave you the inspiration needed to connect with your intuition, make no your automatic response, and create the margin time needed in your own life to carefully discern your own priorities and best yeses, so that when you do say yes, you do it from a place of joyful service, not guilt.
Thanks for listening to the Reshape Your Health podcast today. To learn more about Zivly, our online course and coaching program to reverse insulin resistance for long-term weight loss and disease prevention, check out our website at www.zivly.com. That's Z-I-V-L-I.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a rating and review on your listening platform and share it with a friend. I'll talk with you at the same time, same place next week. Bye for now.